Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Well, I'm blissed, except I want to read you a letter when we're ready.
We're ready.
Well, this letter I was just finishing as we got on. It's to Lynn Britton, president of Merciless Hospital in Springfield, Missouri. Dear Mr. Britton, 3 weeks ago I made the mistake of choosing to have done at Mercy Hospital a cardiac calcium score. To date, my referring physician and I have been unable to receive a report. I have to assume that the cardiologists responsible for this report are either incompetent or so busy they cannot perform adequately. In either case, I shall inform my family and everyone I can that under no circumstance should they go to Mercy for cardiac care. Yours, Merciless.
Wait a minute. Dr. Sheely, we just announced this on worldwide radio.
I mean to announce it everywhere. I'm furious. This is unacceptable. 3 weeks to get a report on a simple test.
Yeah.
It's unacceptable.
Well, okay. When I was broadcasting in Springfield, Missouri, on a local radio station there, I read a letter very much the same as what you just read. And I'll tell you what, as a result of the multiple times that I've talked about businesses in Springfield, Missouri, like Mercy Hospital, which used to be called St. John's, by the way. Used to be a Catholic
hospital. Just as bad, both ways.
Yeah. I read a letter very similar. And, you know, ultimately, after talking about Mercy Hospital and Ridgecrest Baptist Church and a coin store in Springfield, Missouri, I ended up in the front office. And did I ever tell you about this?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to mention whose office, but I'm sure you know. So I was in the front office, and it was kind of like this. Hey, Vinny, they love you. We love you. They really love you. You have a good show. They love you. We love you. And by the way, you know, if you just stop talking about a couple things, it'd be great. Now, I thought it was a suggestion. It was not a suggestion, Dr. Sheely. And that's why you don't see me on Thursdays in Springfield after your show. But anyway, you can't talk about certain things or management gets upset. And I know that you mentioned the hospital. Wow. You mentioned your displeasure with the hospital before. And the radio station lost, what, $30,000 worth of advertising revenue? As a
$60,000. And I hope I can cost them $6 billion now.
Well, we can keep talking about it.
Nonsense is nonsense.
Yes. Yeah, it is. My father was there, and he died in the hospital. And so his doctor leaves me a voicemail, says, sorry about your dad. That was it. That was it. And I was so angry. I was so angry about the poor care that my dad received at Mercy Hospital and the care that he did not get from his doctor there, that I wrote a 3-page letter to Mercy Hospital, and I fired my dad's doctor, and he happened to be my doctor and my son's doctor, and I just said, you know, he's fired, and I wrote a letter to the chairman of the board, actually the entire top management, and they actually responded. They thought I was going to sue them. They really did. And they backed down. I did not sue them. But it's a miserable, miserable hospital. And frankly, I don't. Where do we go, Dr. Shealy? Do we go to the other hospital?
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure that Cox Baby is any better. But I can truthfully say that under no circumstance will I go there for anything.
Okay. And you're not recommending Mercy Hospital to anyone for any reason?
Under any circumstance, I would suggest go to Cox. And if I learn something is bad about them, I'll say, okay, give it up. Go to Bolivar.
Okay. Well, and Bolivar, that's a little town in Missouri. Bolivar, the former mayor, I believe, was a cardiologist, wasn't he?
Exactly.
And he removed fluoride from his municipal water supply.
That is
when
true.
He was mayor. Yeah. And he did it a different way. He was very clever about it. He didn't say it's going to kill us. It's going to calcify the pineal gland. It's going to make us obese. He didn't say that. He said, we can't afford it.
Yeah.
And that's how he did it. He did it by the financial means. Well, speaking of finance, Dr. Shealy, I have a moral, ethical, medical, and financial dilemma that it's not mine. It's not mine, but it's been placed in my lap, and I'll tell you how it happened. I was talking with one of our instructors, and this topic came up. So I'm not going to say it relates to one of our instructors or not. I'm going to leave that vague. But here's the situation. Veterans, if they have been damaged physically as a result of their service, and if they go to the Veterans Administration hospital, they are prescribed medications. And from what I understand, if a veteran is prescribed a medication and he or she does not take that medication, the disability benefits stop. It's like they just stop. So there's a financial incentive for the veterans to take the medications as prescribed. Now, it'd be one thing to say if you're meeting with your doctor and your doctor says, are you taking your medication? And the person could say, well, sure, and actually not take the medication. And that's a lie. And I have a problem with that. But I also have a problem with taking medication that we know is harmful. Well, here's
that's
the
all medication.
Yes, yes.
There's
not a
single one that doesn't have harmful effects.
So this situation that we're talking about is metoprolol. And we talked about that, you know, on our last broadcast together.
Yeah.
So the veterans are being tested for the residual metoprolol in their system, and if they don't have it and if they are prescribed it, then their benefits, and this is what I'm told, get cut off. So we have the financial dependence on the payments from the VA disability benefits, because we've got disabled people as a result of their service. They've been wounded. They're prescribed medication, but they don't want to take it. But if they don't take it, they lose their benefits, and they're being tested for it. So here's the ethical and moral dilemma. Do they take it just before they go to the visit, and then get off it right after? I mean, do they game the system because they don't want to take it more? I mean, more than the absolute minimum to get through the test? I mean, are we prepping for the test? What, Dr. Shealy, what do we do in a situation like that where we're actually financially dependent on these benefits because we can't work, literally can't work because we're disabled, can't get hired, lose our house, lose our apartment, whatever it might be? Or do we game the system? How, and is there a way? Hypothetically.
Don't ask, don't tell. You know, the let's face it. Can you think of any government facility, organization, et cetera, that is ethical, honest, helpful? Give me one.
How much time do I have? I can't. Dr. Shealy, no, of course not. I can't think of one. I mean, I've been thrown out of one line after another at DMV. You go to a city and you get in DMV and they throw you out of line. You get in a line and you think it's the right line and it says you should be there, and then they say, no, you're in the wrong line. Get in line again over there. No, I can't think of anything because they issue permits. They issue licenses for things that we should not need a license nor a permit for. They tax us into oblivion. And if you look over history, governments have committed genocide against their own people. I mean, even the United States, we've had slavery. We have imprisoned people. We have chained them. I mean, we've chained them to the grindstone and under the threat of death. We're horrible. We're just as horrible as everybody else. I mean, the Third Reich was doing a cleansing, and they weren't the only ones. The Ottoman Empire did it. I mean, it's history is replete with this.
Hey, guess what the latest one is? Your CDC,
mm-hmm.
The Center for Disease Contamination.
Okay,
is drafting federal recommendations that all men at any age be circumcised.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
Because in Africa it has been demonstrated that circumcision lowers the risk of HIV 50%.
Okay, in Africa, the... World Health has immunized hundreds of thousands of people, and they now have AIDS.
I know.
Immunized against smallpox, and now they have AIDS. Let's talk more about the circumcision when we come back. Dr. Norman Shealy and I will be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure ancient defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shuley's with us, and Dr. Shuley just made us aware that the CDC is advocating circumcision for all males. Dr. Shuley, and they're doing it because they say that circumcision of males reduces the HIV infection risk by 50 to 60%. Well, isn't it the World Health Organization that brought HIV to Africa through the smallpox vaccinations?
Well, there's no question that the World Health Organization, the UN, are part of the evil empire. So, what do you expect?
I was watching a video last night. I've become interested in watching some YouTube documentaries on the screen in the kitchen with Mrs. Finelli and my mom. And we were watching last night specifically Ted Turner, a piece we've seen over and over where Ted Turner was talking about population reduction. He basically said, I mean, no two ways about it. There are too many of us. We're burning too much fuel. We're making too much stuff. We're consuming too much stuff. And as a result of our consumption, we are going to kill ourselves. And the way to prevent us all from dying is to limit population so we don't produce as much and we don't consume as much and we don't burn so much fuel and burn so much oxygen in these fires that we create in our internal combustion engines, our diesel engines, our generation of power through natural gas and coal and so forth. So basically said there are too many of us. And then Bill Gates was on the same video
And, well, there's another part of the evil empire, to say the least.
Right, right. And what he said was very interesting. He said, you know, these vaccines are going to save lives. But, you know, you have to read between the lines of what these guys say. And what he's talking about is we vaccinate, you know, these third world countries to save lives. But the understanding for most of us would be that we would vaccinate a person to save that person's life. And I don't think that's what he means at all. What he means, in my opinion, is that we vaccinate these third world people to save our lives. Because they're burning our oxygen, they're consuming our resources. So if we get rid of them, we will save lives. Our lives, not theirs. I really think that's what he means.
Yeah, well, I would not even begin to try to understand what he or anyone else says. But common sense is lacking as usual.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Shuley, we have a post on our website, and it's about blue light. Now, what I'm finding very, very interesting is you're talking about things on the radio that seem to make it to the news months or weeks later. And one of the things that you've talked about, and we've talked about falling asleep watching television, that, you know, got to have some background noise. Well, you've been talking about, you know, this bluish light that comes out of the screen of a television. You said it's not good. It's not good for us. It messes up our ability to sleep, and ultimately it can damage our health. Well, there's a post on the web, on our website. We have a link there. It says a study decoding blue light's mysterious ability to alter body's natural clock. And let me read just the first sentence of this post. A study funded by the National Institute of Health is unraveling the mystery of how blue light is from residential and commercial lighting, electronic devices, and outdoor lights can throw off kilter the natural body clock of humans, plants, and animals, leading to disease.
Right.
That's what it says. So if we have these artificial lights, these electronic lights, if we're growing food in a factory and we use artificial light, that can lead to, according to what I'm reading, lead to disease of the plants as well as lead to disease of humans under those lights. When we come back, can we talk a little bit more about lighting and natural light and the health effects of natural light and vitamin D and so forth?
You bet.
Yeah, Dr. Shuley's with us. Dr. Shuley, MD, PhD, and author and broadcaster. We'll be right back.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. The average American family spends over $1,000 a month on food. No person is exempt from this need. With the holidays here, why not give the most important gift you can give? The gift of food freedom and security. GoFoods is perfect for the college student, traveler, outdoorsman, family, busy professional, and the retired. Storable for 25 years, non-GMO, kosher certified, and affordable, GoFoods meals are easy to make. Add water, and in 15 minutes, you have a delicious meal. GoFoods packaging allows you to store food in the smallest of living spaces. Take GoFoods anywhere. The bug out bag, the RV, the car, the trail, the pantry, and on the table. Go anywhere, but don't go hungry. Serve it today, save it for the future, and share it this holiday season. Special holiday packages available. Call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Dr. Shealy, my understanding is that the human body uses light to regulate chemical and biological processes. And if we don't have the natural light that that we should, our bodies just won't respond in an optimal way. Is that correct?
Absolutely. No question about it. You know, natural light is where we evolved, however you want to look at it. And the evidence is quite strong. John Ott, in my opinion, is the great master on this whole subject of light and the various health benefits of light. He demonstrated unequivocally that fluorescent lights, for instance, are harmful to your brain, at least, to the mind and the way you function. And that's even not even if you're just sitting under them. It's because the light itself changes your biochemistry.
Okay, Dr. Shealy, that being said, I'm thinking about just about every work environment, okay? Just about every work environment. So a person goes to the office and sits behind his or her computer. Let's say a person works at an insurance agency or a retail outlet, okay? They are almost certainly under fluorescent lighting.
Yeah.
They are almost certainly in front of some kind of a terminal, whether it be a cash register or a computer terminal. Typically those computer terminals or screens are within 12 to 18 inches from their face, and they're being blasted with this artificial light. What's the answer?
Well, it would cost them very much to replace them. I mean, they could buy the bulbs and replace them in their area with full-spectrum lights. There are full-spectrum fluorescent lights as well as regular lights. And so if I had to work in such an environment, I'd want to get my lights changed.
Okay. Since you mentioned full-spectrum fluorescent lights, back in 1980, I was in California, and I was spending some time working on a satellite communications. I was one of the founders of a satellite communications corporation. We manufactured satellite communications equipment. And one of the guys that I worked with went and spent way more money than would typically be spent on fluorescent tubes. His name is Bert Bertonis. And he said, no, Vinny, these lights make you feel good. It does cool white and warm white. No, they're not working biologically properly for us, with us. If we want to have lighting and we want to feel good and we want to be creative and we want to develop the best products, we're going to have to work with full spectrum fluorescent lighting. So he put in full spectrum fluorescent lighting in the work areas where we were. Now, in the rest of the company, we rented space from this company. They used the regular cool white and warm white lights, but not us. Our end of the company, we had the full spectrum lights. And you know what? We did feel better. We really did. The other end of the company was gloomy. It seemed to me that the people weren't as happy as we were. And we were under the full-spectrum fluorescent lighting. And he said that, you know, if you just live in a cave, you cannot be healthy because you don't have natural light. And the closest thing that we are able to come to natural light would, in the fluorescent world, is the full-spectrum fluorescent light tubes. And do you agree with that, Dr. Shealy?
Absolutely. Just no question.
Okay,
at all.
Okay, so class, if you want to look it up, just look up full spectrum, F-U-L-L, spectrum, fluorescent lights. And I'll do that, and I'll at some point during the broadcast, and we can talk more about it. So if we can't do that, Dr. Shearer, let's say we work at Walmart, and those lights are like 25 feet up.
we won't go there.
Okay, so we have to quit. Can't work at Walmart. But we can certainly fix it if we have a home business. We can just change, if we have fluorescent lighting, change those to full spectrum. What about taking breaks and looking outside, you know, getting some some light, some natural light through our eyes. Is that where we need it, or do we need it on our skin as well?
Yes. You know, outside light is the best. And there are other benefits, of course, than just to the eyes when you're outside. Even if your face is exposed, that's, you know, halitosis, better no breath at all. So any amount of time that you can spend outside is healthier than any amount of time inside. It's that simple.
Okay. All right. So class, if you're inside, here's what I'm hearing, putting all this together. Let's say you don't have a job right now. You're between jobs, as they say, and you're watching TV inside for all day and all night. It's not healthy. So you're going to need to change the focal point of your eyes so that you're focusing away from that screen. If you're watching a computer screen, you know, most of the day, you need to focus near and far, and you need to have light entering your eyes from outside, and you need to have light on your skin outside. And I've said it, and you've said it, Dr. Shuley, on this broadcast many, many times. When we were children, we were told, go outside, get some sunshine. Go get some sunshine. So to be healthy, I think we're going to have to live as nature intended us to live. And that's under sunlight.
I agree.
And, you know, before the broadcast, Mrs. Finelli said something to me. She said, would you ask Dr. Shuley something for me? And I said, sure. She said, why is it that she has more energy on sunny days than gloomy, overcast days? Now, I don't want... The first thing she says to me every morning is, what a great day. And it can be overcast. It's not like she's depressed or gloomy. She's always got a bright smile, and she's always happy, and she always puts the positive spin on things. But she asked, why does she have more energy on sunny days than overcast type days? Why is that?
Well, it's because actually of the ultraviolet component. And obviously, you're not getting that inside, but I have a feeling that just knowing that the sun is shining does almost as much good as being out in it to some extent. But there's very good evidence that just 10 minutes of exposure to full sunlight will actually improve your mood, energy, for the rest of the day.
Well, I can tell you that the first time we did an experiment with full spectrum lighting was in the conference room, and that's where the discussions about, you know, customers would come into our conference room in California, and we would discuss, you know, the purchases that they were going to make from us. And we wanted them to feel as good as possible. Now, this wasn't tricking them into buying anything, but we didn't want to put any dampers on anything either. So we wanted to be at our best. We wanted them to be at their best. We wanted them to understand what they were doing and what we were doing, what the products could and couldn't do and those kinds of things, and feel good about it. And it actually works. I mean, it's not a panacea, but you certainly feel better in my estimation as well. And I think you hit the nail right on the head, Dr. Shuley, about the ultraviolet. And I'm looking at eBay right now. So you can buy full spectrum fluorescent lights about between $12 and $14 a piece. Okay, those would be the compact fluorescents. So I'm going to do some more research on the 40 watt or 34 watt 4 foot tubes as well as we progress through the broadcast.
Now you can.
One of the things that,
if you don't have those regular, you know, tube fluorescents, the little spiral fluorescent tubes that are full daylight, called equivalent daylight. Mm-hmm. Are very inexpensive. Mm-hmm. You can buy them for $4.47 each.
There you go.
And that's 100 watt equivalent. And, of course, if you, you know, have the opportunity, I would strongly recommend using those because they don't put out nearly as much electromagnetic contamination as the tubes do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I found on eBay some Sylvania full-spectrum bulbs, and it looks like, I can't tell how many is in a case, but it looks like you get, they're about $8 a piece for the 40 watt.
For 100 watt?
And one of the things that I've done, for the 40 watt 4-foot tubes, one of the things that I've done, Dr. Shealy, is I've wrapped the cathode and anode ends of those fluorescent tubes with a piece of aluminum foil about 2 inches wide
right.
to help reduce the electromagnetic radiation from coming out of the ends of the fluorescent tubes. And so basically, if you want to do that class, all you do is you take a piece of aluminum foil, fold it into double thickness, and about 2 inches wide, wrap that around the end of the fluorescent tube where the glass meets the end cap, but do not allow it to touch the pins. And you can put a piece of tape on it to hold it, you know, in a band around the fluorescent tube and put one at each end. And it will help reduce the electromagnetic radiation emitted from the fluorescent tubes. And that's what we do here at the farm. Oh, no. Okay. We're going into a break. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and we're talking about lighting. One of the things that I'd like to talk about is bacon. When we come back, we talk about bacon, nitrites, nitrates, and are they bad for us, and can we mitigate the effects of that, or do we just stop eating bacon? Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and by the way, you can listen to him on Hay House Radio.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day, God, you're
take my new gun. For 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, and when I was growing up, my dad was telling me that sodium nitrite and the nitrates in bacon were harmful for us. And he used to teach chemistry, and he said, here's what we're going to do. We are going to dissolve those nitrates and nitrites in water before we cook the bacon. So he would boil the bacon in a pan of water, and then he would discard that liquid, add more water to the pan, boil the bacon, discard that, and then cook bacon in the traditional method because of his concern about the nitrites and nitrates being carcinogens. Dr. Shealy, nitrates and nitrites are in hot dogs and other foods, probably even beef jerky. Do we need to be concerned about nitrates and nitrites, or is that a myth?
The interesting thing about it is that we can convert nitrates and nitrites to nitric oxide.
Mm.
And yet I've been aware of this business about the carcinogenic and negative effects of them. There is some evidence that if you take adequate vitamin C, it totally prevents any of the harmful effects of the nitrites and nitrates. And so, you know, my feeling is that everybody should be taking 2 grams a day anyway, all adults at least, because we need at least that much vitamin C just to be healthy. I don't know. I've never heard of boiling it first, but that does make sense, that it would remove the nitrates and nitrites. Almost certainly.
Yeah, it would remove some of them. And my dad used to talk about water being the universal solvent. So, you know, you can almost clean anything with water. I mean, There are other agents that are better than water for some things. Like if you want to degrease your engine in your car, you know, water's not the best, but you know, if you work at it with water, it still is the universal solvent. So if you you can move the nitrites and the nitrates into the water and then discard the water. Now, one of the things that we do when we cook bacon is, because we live on a farm, we don't want to pour that bacon fat down the drain, and we don't even want to pour the water that we boiled the bacon before cooking down the drain. So what we'll do, believe it or not, we will we have a gravel driveway, and we will either pour it, you know, on the gravel driveway spread over vast area, or we'll just actually spray it on the grass. You know, take that pan and just fling it so distributed, on the grass, and it doesn't seem to be a problem. It's the sunlight acts on it, and ultimately it doesn't cause any problems at all. But compared to going down the drain and clogging the drain and the septic system, so do you think that we're doing the right thing, or are we just wasting our time with this procedure? And by the way, our children hate it when I cook bacon. they say it has no taste at all. It's just there. And it's kind of a stretch. It does have some taste, but it really does not taste like restaurant bacon when you do that. It takes a lot of the flavor out, no question.
I think we need to carry this on into the next hour, because I've just found some stuff that's very important about this whole business.
Okay. All right, and let's tie that to jerky, beef jerky, if that's possible, because one of the things that people do in the preparedness mindset is they make beef jerky, and I've been making beef jerky, and it has an agent, it's a chemical compound called a cure that you mix with the meat, and you let it cure 24 hours before you start the dehydration process. Well, that's got the nitrites in it too. So I use way less than they say. And, my son asked me if I'm trying to kill myself by not using the right amount of cure that the, package calls for. But I use about half, and it seems to work for me. So, if you've got some information on making beef jerky, or you'd like to call in, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Dr. Norman Shuley, Finn Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. We'll be back right after the top of the hour's news and commercial announcements.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order, or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.